The Gemara says on the top of Daf Yud Amud Aleph, Amar Rav Nachman Mashul Mishum Rav Shem Elazar, Chachamim Teknam Levnos Yisrael, Lebesulim Asayim Almana Mane, Chachamim Rav Misakin, the din of Ksuba, Behem Eminu, and therefore they believed them, Shem Amar Pesul Basurach Matzasi Naman, that if he says Pesul Basurach Matzasi, he'll be Naman, being that told in Ksuba is only Darabana. In fact, the Gemara in Ken, Ma'o Yilu Chachamim Betaka Nasam, if he's believed to say Pesul Basurach Matzasi, to be Mafsa the Ksuba, so what is the whole purpose of Tekanus Ksuba? He could always undo it. So Amar Rav Chazaka Ein Adam Terech Basurach Mafsida. We have a chazaka that a person is not going to lie and say he found a pesul basurach if it wasn't really there, because he doesn't want to lose the money that he spent on the suda, and therefore if he says it, we could assume that it's probably emes, but otherwise people are not going to just do this min hastam. So Rabbi Kivei over here in his chidushim as a kasha, he says, it's mashma from the Gemara that the only reason why it's neman is because of this chazaka of ein adam terech basuda mafsida. In fact, the Bikvega, why do you need that? Even without that, he should be neman. If a person comes and says pesul basurach matzasi, so he shouldn't have to pay a ksuba. When a person gets married, he promises his wife a ksuba. But the promise is, it's almost, there's a built-in tenai. He's saying, if I find that you're a basula, b'shas nesuin, then I'll give you a ksuba. If you're not a basula, then I won't give you a ksuba. So he claims that she's not a basula. If she wants to get the ksuba from him, she wants to be mighty the ksuba from him, she has to prove that she's a basula, not a baula. And calls when she doesn't prove that, he doesn't have to give her a ksuba. There's no raya that the tenai was mekuyim. So why does he need to come on to this whole svar of Ein Adam Terech Suda Mafsida? He should be part of giving the ksuba if he claims that the tanai was not mekuyim, and it should be mutal on her to prove herself that the tanai taka was mekuyim. As a effect of Wikivega, and he says that he found that the Rishonim has his kash over here, the Rashba has his kash and others, and the Rashba basically says that over here she has a rav and a chazaka supporting her. She has a rav that rav nashim or basulas nisais, and she has a chazaka tegufa, that she was born a basula and she is a basula. So being that she has a rav and a chazaka, therefore she would be naman she would be neman, and she would not need to bring a raya if not for this din of Ein Adam Terech Basuda Mafsida. That's what the Rashba says. Rabbi Kivega goes on to ask a kash on the Rashba and say why his teres is not so pashut. But that's some kash of Rabbi Kivega that he asks over here. It's a very interesting kash on Rabbi Kivega that the Achrenim had on him. In the Chidush Rabbi Kivega, this is brought down b'shem a Rav Echad. It says that a Rav Echad wrote a letter to the children of Rabbi Kivega with a plea on Rabbi Kivega. He said he doesn't understand Rabbi Kivega's whole kasha. Rabbi Kivega's kasha is basically that why do you need to come on? Why does he need to say to your neman? Because Ein Adam Terech Basuda Mafsida, Tepukle, he's neman because he said, I'm only giving you the money if you're a basula, and I hold you a ba'ula, and therefore it's mutan you. You have to prove that you're a basula, not a ba'ula. So, in fact, this Rav Echad, he says, I don't understand. The Gemara never said that you're neman because of Ein Adam Terech Basuda Mafsida. That's not the reason for the Neimanis. You're Neman because you're Neman. The Gemara just had a kasha that if you're Neman, so Ma'u Yilu Chacham B'Takan Asam, so there's no purpose of Takan Asacham of Ksuba because you could always stand a Pesul Basurach Matzasi. And on that, the Gemara answers, Chazaka Ein Adam Terech Basuda Mafsida. But the Gemara never said that the reason of the Neimanis is because of Chazaka Ein Adam Terech Basuda Mafsida. So how could the Gevager ask, why are you Neman Midin Ein Adam Terech Basuda Mafsida? Why do you need it? The Gemara never said that for the Neimanis. That was just by running a kasha of Ma'u Yilu Chacham B'Takan Asam. That was his kasha on Rabbi Kivega. He didn't understand how Rabbi Kivega asked his kasha in such a way. And in the Chidush Rabbi Kivega over here, they bring down a response that Rav Shlomo Eger, the son of Rabbi Kivega, wrote to this Rav Echad. And he told him basically that, I don't understand your kasha, my father, and Rabbi Kivega. He says, at the end of the day, Rabbi Kivega's kasha is a good kasha. It's a kasha in the Gemara. So maybe the way he worded the kasha was Shalei B'diktik. Maybe he shouldn't have phrased this kasha that it's on the din of Ein Adam Terech Basuda Mafsida. He should have asked it directly on the Gemara itself, on the etzem din of why do you need to come on to a different Neimanis? You should be Neman Din that he's a Bari and she has to prove that she is a Basula, not a Ba'ula. So maybe the wording of the Kasha is not correct, but the Taichan of the Kasha is correct. The Kasha itself is a good Kasha. Maybe the wording, maybe the Diktuk is not the Diktuk. Maybe it should have been asked on the line before in the Gemara, but that's some Kasha is a good Kasha. And he says that you can't, it's not a Taina, it's not so Shver. If somebody, if the Diktuk Ainian is correct, if the Ainian, the Kasha itself is good, the fact that he asked it on the wrong words of the Gemara, that's not such a Taina. Then he goes on to say a Davar Nifla, and he says, Befrat, says, especially with my father, that if you knew what was going on in his life, you wouldn't have Tainas on him for maybe misquoting the words of the Gemara where the kasha should be on, because he says like this. He says that Koshrin Avi Mar Hagayla, Asher Noida was known Kimirav Tirdas Limudai, because of the Tirdas of his learning, but Tirdas Anyanim Medina, Bechutz Medina, and all the different issues he had to deal with in his Medina, in his country, and outside the country, Hayu Kol Ksava B'Chidusha Daraisa. He didn't have any time, so all of his writings and all his Chidusha Tara, Bafa Chuvah Sheheshav, and most of the Chuvahs that he wrote, Ruben de Ruben Nichtavin Af Be'er Shabbos Kodesh. He says, because Rabbi Kveiga was so busy with different things going on in his city and around the world, he didn't have any time. He had very little time to write his Chiddushim and his Tshuvas. And Ruba de Ruba, most of the Chiddushim and the Tshuvas of Rabbi Kveiga were written when? On Erev Shabbos Kodesh, on a day when he was off from the yeshiva. So he's saying that my father didn't really have any time to write his Chiddushim and his Tshuvas. He's busy giving shir, busy with things going on in the world. The only time he had was Erev Shabbos when yeshiva was off. And those couple hours on Erev Shabbos, he was able to, that's when he wrote most of his Chiddushim and most of his Tshuvas. And he may, being that he was so busy, it could happen that maybe he misquoted the line in the Gemara that he should have asked his Kashan, so don't be so bothered with it. And as a double pella, you see that all the Chiddush of Bikivega, all the Tshuvas, everything he wrote was mamash written on that one day of Erev Shabbos. And I saw a Dover Nifla from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman is brought down in the new biography on Shlomo Zalman called Ga'in Yisrael, page 176, that they bring down over there when Shlomo Zalman is giving Shirin Koltar and he's learning this Gemara Ksubas and Daf Yud. He read these words of Shlomo Eger and he's Nispal. He said, you have to see what's going on over here. He said, Rabbi Kivega had 13 children. And he said, there's no doubt that he had a lot to do in Erev Shabbos. It's a busy day. And with all his children, everything going on, what was his main esek on Erev Shabbos? What did he do? He sat and studied and he learned. He wrote Chiddushim, he wrote Tshuvas. All the Tshuvas of Kveger, all the Chiddushim we have come out is from that time in Erev Shabbos. And you see how shakui he wasn't learning with everything else going on. He made his ikar esek on Erev Shabbos to be involved in Limud HaTorah and Chiddush HaTorah. You see the godless of Rabbi Kveger. And Avada goes without saying, you see the godless of his Rebbetzin that she allowed him to do that, to take care of the home and the 13 children, and to allow her husband to have that menuchas nefesh to learn and write his chiddushim on Erev Shabbos. Malka Panim, we have a little glimpse into the life of Kiveger, how he operated, and when he was able to write his chiddushim and tshuvas. It was on that one day off that he had on Erev Shabbos, and he dedicated that to write his tshuvas and his chiddushim. That's the edus that we have from Shlomo Eger.